And we are going to talk about a subject that every one of us thinks possibly that we've mastered. But when we begin to dissect what the truth of the word is, we find out that maybe we're falling short. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it describes what love is. We're going to talk about walking in perfect love. Practice love makes perfect love. If you don't practice love, you will not walk in love. And when I say walk, the scriptures talks about we walk by faith, not by sight. We're commanded to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And we are to have the walk of love. The walk of love is the greatest commandment of all. And when we keep that commandment, we don't have to worry about all the others, because in keeping the law of love, walking in love, we fulfill all of the law. Walking in love. Now, walking is forward motion. It is something we actively do. If I were to sit down and talk about my walking and how I'm enjoying my stroll or my walk and begin to say things like, I am so glad I bought these walking shoes and I hope they don't run a blister on my feet. And if I begin to say, wow, I'm sweating now, my heart rate's going up, you would think I was absolutely mad, because I would just be sitting in a chair talking about walking. Well, so many people, they think that because they love in their heart, that's the love walk, but it's not. It's forward motion. It's something you actively do. And if you're walking, you are making a purposeful motion. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us that there are things love doesn't do, and there are things that love actually does. In fact, it says that love is patient, it's kind, it's not proud, it's not self-seeking, it's never jealous or rude. In fact, Ephesians 4 verses 15 and 16 tells us that the entire health of the church depends on our love walk. In fact, let me share this scripture with you. Verse 15 of Ephesians 4 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body is joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. All we have to do is our part. All I have to do is be Sharon and do what Sharon has been called to do. All you have to do is your part, what you've called and what you've been destined by the Lord to do. And when you do your part and I do my part and everyone does their part, then as we're walking in love, we see the whole body functioning as it should. We're going to continue tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. And if you're struggling with your walk of love, you got to take it to the cross, because it's the nature, it's the person who God is, and that is love.